Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's the podcast featuring news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we'll talk with longtime shelter volunteer Stephanie Sacripante about the plight of older cats and how you can help. We'll hear about Extrava Catsa, if I pronounced that right, the month-long celebration of cats and kittens that will take place at the shelter throughout June. We'll also tell you about how you can participate in this event, regardless of whether you're looking to adopt a cat or whether you just want to learn more about cats in general. And finally, we're going to share stories about our featured pet of the week, Mojo. So you really throw me with these names, Kristen. I got to start with that. Extrava.
We try to keep it fun.
Extrava Catsa?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to be talking with Stephanie first about cats. And Stephanie, first of all, welcome. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So I guess the focus is about older cats, how folks can help, that kind of thing. I guess a general question to start with is how do older cats get to the shelter?
Fairfax County is an area where people move in and out a lot, and because of this transience, you know, they can't take the cats everywhere they go, and so they have to give up a cat, or you have a new baby in the family, or people are ill, or they just can't take care of the cat anymore.
Huh, okay.
Or they develop allergies.
Oh, goodness. Okay, a variety of reasons.
Yeah, not because the cats are defective. It's usually the owner has an issue.
Right. Well, especially after, several years. I guess maybe a dumb question, or maybe it's not. I don't know. Why is it hard to find a place for a cat that maybe has some age on it?
Well, they're in competition with kittens, and kittens are adorable and everything, and they do grow up and turn into adults within a year,
okay.
And so it's competition, old versus young.
Right.
You know?
People, it is, hard for an older cat to compete, when these kittens are doing acrobatics in their little cages and throwing themselves against a wall, being like, look at me, and the older cats tend to, they sit back a little bit more, so they're maybe not as outgoing, so it can be hard for them to get noticed amidst all the younger kittens.
But they're way more loving.
Yeah, well, the older cat is way more loving.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, if I've got an option of looking at a cat or a kitten and the kitten's flying off the wall, I'm going to go well, I like this guy just kind of sitting over here chilling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. To some people, the older cats are more appealing because of that.
Right. Is there an issue with, since the kittens are cuddly and cute and that kind of thing, having more senior cats at the shelter? In other words, I guess, how many of the older cats do we have at the shelter now?
Right now, there's about between 20 and 25, more than usual. Mm-hmm. But
we have cats. We have really old cats right now. I mean, even by our standards, we have two that came in that are 16 years old, in perfect health. Owner could no longer keep them, and they're just happy, healthy, but they are older, so we're looking for a place that they can live out their golden years together.
And they're both very, very affectionate. They just want love, and they just want to give you love. They're not manic climbing the curtains like a kitten would be. They're wonderful. If you just want companionship, they're wonderful, and they are perfectly healthy.
Mm-hmm. Question.
And spry.
Yeah. For 16?
Honestly, they are. Yeah, it's kind of surprising.
Question for either one of you, just something off the top of my head. Is there an average lifespan of a cat? I mean, when we talk about a 16-year-old cat, is that really, really old, or is that just old?
With proper care, a cat could live to its late teens and even early 20s with proper care, shots, and they stay indoors and properly fed and cared for. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Goodness. Okay. We talk about the kitten bouncing off the cage wall or whatever, and then you're looking at a senior cat or a cat that's got some years on it. What are some reasons a family or an individual might want to choose the older cat versus a kitten?
Well, as I was saying, the cats grow up. In a year, the cat's full size. They're not going to fit in your palm anymore and be cute, first of all. You know what you're getting personality-wise, size-wise. If the cat is sweet now as an adult, he's going to remain sweet.
Oh, okay.
Kittens may be sweet when they're kittens. As they grow up, they may not be that way. They're already trained to use a litter box. They're probably trained to not jump on the table or the counter. That's a pain in the neck with kittens. They're everywhere, and they jump on your shoulder while you're eating.
Oh my gosh,
no manners whatsoever. They might come when you call them by name. They're already trained for that. They're just way more attentive than kittens.
Right.
Kittens are too manic to sit on your lap. They're just everywhere. Whereas an older cat just wants to spend time with you and, you know, not biting your toes or chewing on your hair.
Right.
He just wants mellow time. And of course, it's really rewarding when you
right.
when you give an older cat a second chance, if you will.
Okay.
You know you did a good thing.
Yeah.
You're paying it forward.
Yeah.
And they pay it forward to you by giving you more affection than a kitten would.
Okay.
With older cats as well, we often know if they've lived in homes with dogs, other cats, kids. And we can tell the adopter more about them. And so really people are able to know what they're getting in. For people that have busy lives, have kids in the home, don't have a lot of time, an older
right.
adult cat really makes a great choice for a lot of families.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So if you were to be able to speak for the cats, the older cats, the senior cats that are in the shelter waiting for somebody to come get them, take them home, people listening right now, what would you say to them that they need to know to get one of these cats,
sure.
to take them home?
They're often passed over when instead of kittens. People would rather have kittens, but they have so much love to give. Older cats, older cats do. They have so much love to give, and they have a relatively long lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame to just after a year they're full grown and
right.
you know what you're getting, and these cats deserve a second chance. But also, when you know you gave that cat knows you gave it a home. That cat knows you rescued it. That's so rewarding, and they do pay you back tenfold.
Right.
So you should really give older cats a chance.
Right.
A second chance.
Well, I'm a dog guy, but I must admit, a cat that's not going to be jumping on me, that's trained, that's already litter box trained,
oh,
all those kind of things are great selling points for me.
Yeah.
So
especially, I have to say, when you get to a certain age, you don't want this little thing running all over
right.
the place, tearing up your curtains and
right.
going through your garbage. You just want something mellow. You've mellowed out. You want your cat to be more mellow, too.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
the poor kittens. We're really throwing them under the bus
right.
today. kittens are nice, too.
We'll feature the young kittens later. Okay. Stephanie Sacripanti is a shelter volunteer with us with the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And thanks so much for being with us to talk about the older cats. Is there anything else you'd like to throw in?
I actually started a Facebook page a couple of months ago. It's just an organizational page. It's so if you go under Facebook / Nova Cats, Nova as in Northern Virginia, NOVA Cats.
And Stephanie features a lot of Fairfax cats on this page, and it's a chance to give, more in-depth descriptions and stuff about cats than we can do on our page, where we have to feature many, many different
right.
kinds of animals.
Okay. Awesome.
Right. Thank you.
Well, hopefully we'll get some visitors there, as well as to the Animal Shelter's Facebook page and Twitter account and Instagram, I think.
Yes.
All over the social.
Who knows what's next?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know what's next on the program, and it's Extravacatza. So what in the world is that?
Extravacatza.
Okay, see?
Extravacatza, during the summer months, June, July, August, is when we get the most cats. People are busy going on vacation, moving, and we get more cat surrenders this time of the year than we do throughout the entire rest of the year, which means we're quite full. So we use Extravacats as a way to highlight some of our available cats and promote cat adoptions. Throughout June, all cat adoptions and kitten adoptions are just $10. So that makes it really inexpensive to bring home a cat or a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, well, there's so many parts of it.
Yeah.
But a few of the other things is we didn't want Extravacatza to only appeal to people who want to adopt. We always want people to come into the shelter, whether or not they're looking for
right.
a new
okay.
animal or not.
Okay.
So we have cat expert Saturdays. We have cat experts like Stephanie here who staff a table and answer people's questions about cat behavior, health, can answer questions about fleas and ticks, keeping cats outdoors. So that's every Saturday in June.
Mm.
And we're also going to have special classes. One of the classes we're going to have on June 7th is, it's called Enlightened Cat Ownership. And it's about how to give your cat a fun, exciting life as an indoor pet. People are always worried if they keep cats inside, they're going to be miserable. And this class will tell you a bunch of ways to keep your cat happy and enriched indoors. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the month, we'll, of course, have, you know, events and incentives and prizes on a day-to-day level that will be announced through our social media. So,
Okay. So another good reason folks need to get on
yes.
Twitter and Facebook, because you'll have surprise things that maybe only notified via the social media, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. In a lot of the events, you know, we're doing things like we're going to have a volunteer social where people who are interested in cats can come meet some of our shelter volunteers. We have about 100 cat volunteers.
Wow.
And so our, you know, the people like Stephanie here are what keeps our program going. They do adoption counseling every day, and they have so many neat stories and experience to share with the public. So we're going to have opportunities for people to have FaceTime with some of our in-house volunteers as well.
Well, while Stephanie's here, throw you under the bus, maybe put you on the spot. Have you got a neat cat story or something you could share with us right now, pretending you're at the Extravacanza event and somebody comes up to you?
Tinker. Oh,
okay. There were these three brothers that came in, Tinker, Carrot, and Tigger. They were 10 years old, and we tried and tried promoting them, you know, and it just was, we couldn't understand it because they were all so wonderful. So I finally gave in, and I took Tinker home, and he's sort of now the mascot of my Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
He has got a lot of interesting habits, a lot of bad habits. I took a pork tenderloin out on the counter. I turned around. I walked away for 10 seconds. I came back, and there was nothing left but a brown trail. He also howls in the middle of the night in a very bizarre way, and I find myself getting up saying, Tinker, I'm over here, and once he knows that, he's good.
Oh, cool.
Her and Tinker are best friends, and he's one of those cats that has so much character and personality, and we were really happy to see him go to someone where we could follow up and keep up with his whereabouts and what he's doing.
Cool. All right.
Very relaxed cat. You can do anything to him.
Awesome. Okay, so Extravacanza all through June. A lot of surprise events, social media announcements, the Cat Expert Saturdays. We talked about kind of why it's during this time of year. Anything else about Extravacanza that you want to throw out there?
Please share with family and friends. You know, when people come to the shelter in the middle of winter, that's great. We love that. We need them too. But this is the time of year when you adopt, you know you're truly saving a life.
Hmm.
This is the time of year when shelters face overcrowding. There's too many animals coming in and not enough getting adopted. And that's not just in Fairfax. That's all over the region. So this is really the time of the year, cats and dogs. This is the time when you adopt, you'll be saving a life.
Wow. Okay. We'll end it with that. Now, speaking of the opportunity to adopt, we always have a featured pet of the week, and I think we're going to talk about Mojo. So who and what is a Mojo?
Mojo is a great cat. He's mostly black, actually. He's got a drop of white. He's a big, brawny cat, and he's really relaxed, and you can pick him up, and he doesn't care, and he just, like, looks around, and he's just so chill. When you call his name, he looks up, and he's got these gorgeous green eyes. He just looks up at you, and... he's really big and brawny, so he's kind of a hit with the ladies because he's big and muscular. He's 12 years old, but you would never know it. And when I say he's big, he's not fat. He's muscular.
Right.
He's a big bear kind of cat.
She told me earlier today that he reminds her of a bear.
He is a kind of bear cat. And he unfortunately gets overlooked because he's black and it's hard to see them in the condo.
Okay.
So so if you do go to the shelter, please check out Mojo among many other cats. But he's great. He's so easygoing.
All right. And I'm sure you know, Stephanie, but we have had great luck with our featured pet of the week here on the podcast. So if you're listening, don't delay. Call or go by and visit the shelter today, because if you wait, Mojo might not be there, and I don't want you to be disappointed.
He's good with other cats. I just remembered.
Okay. Awesome. Good
bonus
feature. All right. Stephanie Sacripanti, the volunteer with the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, the cat volunteer with us today. Of course, Chris and I are back with us as always, and another great show today. Final thought, anybody have anything else to add before we wrap it up?
Come see us, and it's getting warm out, so the air conditioning in the building is great. It's nice and cool. Come chill out and visit pets with us.
Another good reason to come to the shelter. That is going to do it for the time we have on this Animal Shelter Pawcast. Remember, the next time that you or your family need a cat or dog or a rabbit, a guinea pig, or other small pet, please do come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter because your new best friend is waiting for you right there. The shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax, open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m. Get on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You may also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And be sure to follow the Animal Shelter on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest shelter news, events, success stories, and inside scoop on Extravacanza. And, of course, you can see more of the Animal Shelter on Tips and Tales, the television show produced by Channel 16. The Animal Shelter podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government, and we thank you for listening.